Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mohammed!
We'll get back into the Braves coming up in just a few minutes. But as we are live from Flowery Branch, from Falcons training camp day number one, one of the best parts about being out here is a lot of times some of the guys get to come by and hang out and sit down with us. It's a great way to start camp, having Mohammed Sanu come by and sit down. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing? You can hear me?
Yeah, we got you. You sound great.
Doing good, man. A little warm. Not that hot today, though.
Nah, I was real chill. That's why you see I got what I got on.
You want the fan? Or no, you're good? Yeah, you do. You got long sleeves. Yeah. Is that like thermal?
What you talking about?
That's amazing.
Nah, it's thin.
Oh, it's thin. Okay. Yeah, okay. But you got the hood on, too, trying to get a good sweat out there.
Yeah, hoodie mo, baby. You know, I'm out here getting ready.
Is that what it is?
Hoodie
mo.
I'm just guessing.
Well, Dan Quinn said, I know he met with you guys yesterday as everybody showed up. He said this is as lit as he's ever been to get a season going.
I know. He said he was up here early.
How are you feeling about getting this season going?
I'm ready, man. Just got day one in. Look good out there. Got some things to fix, but we'll be good.
How's y'all season? Because I know every year you're a hard worker. You're a guy that tries to add something new to his bag every year. What was it this offseason for you?
I can't give you all the secrets, man. You just got to watch, man. I can't give you all the tools to the shed. I'm going to give you the secrets.
I mean, I'm not asking for the secret. I just need to know. Hey, Randy, I was hitting some extra curls or something.
Nah, I ain't do none of that.
You ain't do none of that. You just going to keep it just stealth.
Just got out there and I did what I was supposed to do.
Stealth. That's
I mean, it's a very popular radio program, Mo, but it's not like the Saints are listening in.
You can't give what you're specialized at. You know what I'm saying? You do that, then – how you special anymore? You can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep your secrets to yourself.
Well, how has the offense been? They adjusted to the new
coordinator. Oh, man, that's been great, man. I'm telling you, that's been awesome. I've been having a great time with Dirk. Dirk's a great guy. He definitely got his guys ready to play.
Got like, you doing anything different?
No, he's got me a couple wrinkles here and there, but I can't tell you that either.
Okay, well, how about this? Backup quarterback. Because there's, you know, in the offseason, there's a lot of programs and everything, and they're claiming that you got the strongest non-quarterback arm in the league. I saw the video that you made at the house.
That was a fluke.
Oh, what?
So yeah, I edited that. Yeah,
it was like that Michael Vick commercial back in the day where he threw it out of the stadium.
Yeah. Come on.
You didn't know I edited that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's
well, I don't think it was edited a couple years ago when you hit Julio like 60 yards on the fly.
That was a fluke.
That wasn't edited.
That was a fluke.
That wasn't
for sure.
A fluke.
I'm telling you,
I mean,
man.
You look at it. You dropped the ball. Uh-huh. You held on to it. Yeah. You bobbled it, and you made a throw that some quarterbacks may make.
That's just God doing what he does.
That's
know?
What it is.
Yeah, that's all him. I can't control any of this.
I wish God would help me out like that. I can pray as much as I want. I'm not throwing the ball that far. Now, you've been to plenty of training camps. Mm-hmm. You're a veteran in this league. Obviously, you're a guy in this locker room that is a leader. How does this training camp feel different? Stepping in here this year, does it feel different to you coming in 2019?
Yeah, the energy is different.
How?
You know, just guys are just, like, got this laser focus, got that chip on their shoulder, like, you know, we got something to prove. And that's just, you know, it's just how guys, everybody feels. But, you know, we're just going to go do what we do and let the rest take care of itself. Because, like I said, you know, we're talented on paper. You can look at us. We look good, pretty, and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's like, it's that difference between knowing and doing. Like, you know you got talent. You know that, you know, you got everything that you need. But it's now it's putting it together and doing it. So, that's what we're in the process of doing now.
Is it the sense of urgency a lot different also because of the disappointment of last year and how, you know, with the injuries and how, you know, things didn't go right?
Definitely. You know, guys aren't happy about last year, and that's just what it is. But, you know, the sense of urgency definitely ramped up a little bit, and we're putting the work in.
Are you guys the best wide receiver trio in the NFL?
Without a doubt. That's not a question.
Yeah. Just asking. What do you guys think?
Trio, just
you guys think
period.
They're the best wide receiver trio in the NFL?
It ain't even trio. It's the group, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's nice in that room.
What's going on with the room now? Because, you know, you know, of course you three guys are established, but, I mean, you got a couple other young guys in there also.
Yeah, they got a couple young guys that are, you know, trying to find themselves, find their roles, see what you know, where they fit in, and then you just go out there and just fit where you where needed, for real.
Falcons wide receiver Mohamed Sanu hanging out with us here live from Flowery Branch. Training camp day number one. We are finally here. Football season is upon us. Now, there's some changes in, mm-hmm. in the offensive room, right? A new offensive coordinator, which you spoke about. Mm-hmm. A handful of different guys in there. What's the most difficult part about making that transition from having Steve Sarkisian in here the last couple years to now this new group of guys?
I mean, it's just hearing how they talk about football. That's all it is, for real. Like, X and O's, and it's just understanding it from – the way he describes it, his terminology, or whatever the case may be.
So the terminology is pretty much the same.
It's just how he delivers it, you know.
Well, go ahead, Randy.
Well, when you look at this team as a whole, like you said, on paper, and Dan said something, we played a clip earlier about talent and mm-hmm. talented. Mm-hmm. And what do you think this team has to do to get to that part where he said talented?
I mean, it's what you do in these days like this, how deliberate you practice. Just little things like just don't go out there, just practice.
Right.
You got to practice with intent, and that's what, you know, guys are doing out here.
What's Matt Ryan look like? I know it's only one day, and mm-hmm. we've all seen Matt Ryan play a lot, but you said that there's a laser focus among the group. Does that translate to Matt Ryan as well?
I mean, definitely. He's our leader, so you know how he is. He's probably one of the most focused people.
How, like, when Julio's not out there, do you take it upon yourself a little bit more to be more of that veteran leader? Because, you know, he's number one. Mm-hmm. I look at you as the number two wide receiver. But when he's not there, you're elevated to the one. Mm-hmm. Do you take that, like, as far as, like, a little bit more responsibility?
I mean, we do it collectively. Uh-huh. I mean, you got a lot of talented guys in the room. So everybody puts in their 2 cents in to help somebody. It's not just like, oh, okay, Mo's the guy. Nah, it's me, Red, Hardy, whoever the case may be. If, you know, they're better educated on the subject, they're going to come out and speak on it, you know.
What else did you get into throughout the offseason? I know you're not going to give us the special sauce mm-hmm. as far as all the things you're working on and all the wrinkles and stuff like that. But, I mean, you relax a little bit. You take some time for Mo.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not too much. But I work. Got some stuff.
We worked every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.